My friends, even in the best of times, saying goodbye to someone isn't easy. In different ways, we try to prepare and be prepared for the day, for the moment when we leave. But saying goodbye is also an essential part of our life. We end our day's work by saying goodbye to our co-workers. We end our many years of employment with a goodbye, to face the much expected time of retirement. There are many goodbyes that I remember on this Ascension Day, but one especially comes to mind, the result of hearing Jesus' final words to the 11 in our Gospel today. "And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." It was the day I left Victoria, British Columbia, Canada on July 12, 1996, where I had lived and worked in ministry for 24 years as cathedral organist and music director, to come to Charlottesville, Virginia, to this very parish community as the new minister of public prayer and worship. No matter the words or gestures that we use to let friends know we are leaving, in this case more than 3,000 miles away, we never succeed in saying goodbye in one neat little package. Goodbyes are painful, and the closer we are to someone, the more difficult they are. You know, I had packed my bags to leave, and I suppose in a way I had tried to pack those other bags of feeling long before this. And I knew I had to catch the ferry that day for Seattle. But I couldn't avoid the inevitable moment that occurs when someone says goodbye to a parent or friends, aware that this time there would be a huge geography to overcome. I had mentally prepared some words to say to my friends that day, but the words weren't there when I needed them. I said, "Well, it's time to go." And what it came to was that my words became an embrace and tears, and then the greatest word of all, the silence of the moment. I think that a lot of times we try to soften the moment of goodbye, that pain of leaving, by making promises. "I'll phone every week. We'll keep in touch by email or Skype." And somehow we try to convince ourselves that we will stay close. And we fool ourselves into thinking that everything might remain as it always was, but it never does, because life moves on. Time passes and things change. Watching Jesus ascend to heaven, as we hear in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the disciples just couldn't believe what had happened. "Why did he have to go now?" they asked. "We wanted more time with him." "Because there's still so much we don't understand. Why couldn't he stay with us just a little longer?" The disciples had followed Jesus. They had watched him and learned from him. They were eyewitnesses to everything Jesus had done and everything that had been done to him. And as the disciples walked away that day on the mountain of the Ascension, they must have felt an incredible sense of loss, of emptiness, and of sadness. The one whom they thought would restore Israel was gone. Now what? Well, brothers and sisters, the now what is simple. Although Jesus was taken up to heaven, the ascension doesn't end there. Jesus' work inaugurates a new way of carrying it out. Jesus was giving the disciples a new job and a new purpose for their lives and the power to fulfill it. "Tell them about me. Preach about me. Tell them what I told you. Tell the whole world." In fact, Jesus even says that his followers would do even greater things than he did. My friends, Jesus gave the disciples promises, promises that softened the pain of saying goodbye. I will never leave you alone. I will send you the promise of the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit. I'll come back to you. With Jesus, it was more than good intentions, because Jesus kept his promises. Brothers and sisters, the church that Jesus leaves to the disciples and to us is rooted not in buildings or wealth or formulas of prayer or systems of theology, but in faith nurtured in the human heart, a faith centered in joy and understanding that is empowering and liberating, a faith that gives strength and freedom to be those authentic witnesses to Jesus, the risen one, who is present with us always. Jesus doesn't say, I want you to be my witnesses, or even you should be my witnesses. Jesus says, you will be my witnesses. In other words, you're what I've got. It's all on you. My friends, Jesus calls us to be witnesses of God's presence in our lives, to bring into the lives of others his healing, forgiveness, and reconciliation with God and one another, to hand on to others the story that has been handed on to us about Jesus and his gospel of love and compassion. The late Jesuit theologian Father Karl Rahner said that through his ascension, Christ has brought to God part of this earth. It is the beginning of what is to come, a cause for hope in a world that all too often is gloomy about its own future. You know, it's tempting on this Feast of the Ascension to experience it the way the apostles did, to gaze into the heavens and to ponder the clouds and to pray over the miracle of this great moment. But Jesus' words to his apostles are words to us all. Jesus says, go. Or as Pope Francis in his apostolic exhortation, the joy of the gospel says, go therefore and transform everything. Brothers and sisters, the world will not be converted on a mountaintop. The message will not be spread in the clouds. It will happen in the streets, in public squares, in private homes, and in our time, in books and newspapers and media of all kinds. It needs to be lived in the world. My friends, the ascension of the Lord isn't the observance of a departure, but a celebration of a presence. Jesus, who ascended into heaven in his body, carries on what he began on earth through his new body, the community of believers, us. We have not been left alone. We have each other. And together, all of us make up the new body of Christ. Brothers and sisters, there's nothing easy in saying goodbye. But today, Ascension Day, every human goodbye is hallowed by the promise, and behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. Like the 11, we don't stand looking up to the sky, because we remember in the hellos and the goodbyes of our life thus far that goodbye is really God be with you, and God is. Amen.